Now you are paying attention on my Dhamma talk.
例如现在你注意听闻禅师的开示。
And then you do not pay attention on the Anapanabrihaga Nimitta object.
这时候你就没有注意安波念事项所言。
So, if you do not pay attention on the Anapanabrihaga Nimitta object, then there cannot be seven Bhujanga Petas present on the Anapanabrihaga Nimitta object.
所以如果没有注意安波念事项所言，就不会产生对安波念事项所言而升起的七觉知。
So manasikara attention also very important when you are practicing seven bhujanga petas.
所以在修七觉知的时候坐意也是重要的。
OK,
可以吗？
Then we will continue question number 13.
我们继续问题13。
Please here explain the diagram. In this system of meditation, is it necessary to practice more than 30 types of kamathana? What are the benefits of doing it?
请禅师解释世界差别观与安波念修习方法标解。修此禅法有必要修习30多种业处吗？这样修习有什么利益呢？
I am not interested in diagrams. It is drawn based on another diagram by one school teacher who is so much interested in diagrams.I teach many samatha kamathana to those who want to practice them. If they do not want to practice all the kamathana, but want to practice only one kamathana, such as anapana kamathana, etc., then I teach only one samatha kamathana. Based on that Jhavana concentration, and I directly teach Vipassana systematically, stage by stage. If you want to understand thoroughly this system mentioned in the diagram, you should practically practice Samatha Vipassana up to Megaphala Jnana stage. Then you will certainly understand, you will clearly understand the meaning mentioned in that diagram.
我对表格没有兴趣，这个表格是参考另外一个表而成的，它是由一位对表格非常有兴趣的学校老师所画成的。我教导许多禅定业处给那些想要学习的人，如果他们不想学习所有业处，而只想修习一种业处，例如安波念业处等，那么我只教一个什么他业处，基于那禅那，那就一阶段一阶段有系统的教导毗婆舍那。如果你想要彻底了解那表格中所提到的系统，那么你应该实际的修习止观，直到道果智皆位。你将会清楚地了解那表格中所提到的意思。
The benefits. In Meghiya Sutta, the Buddha taught as follows. 1. Asubha Bhavitabha Ragasa Bahanaya. You should practice Asubha Bhavana to remove attachment Raga. Number 2.Mitta Bhavitabha Vyabhadasa Bahanaya. You should practice Mitta Bhavana to remove hatred or anger. Number 3. Anapanasati Bhavitabha Vidyaku Pichetaya. You should practice Anapanasati to cut successive thinking Vidyaka.
关于利益，在梅吉亚经中佛陀教导如下：一， 你应该修习不净观以去除贪欲。二，你应该修行慈心观以去除厌恨或嗔恚。三，你应该修习安波念以去除连续的思考。
While you are trying samatha vipassana, sometimes there may be problems such as raga, dosa, vidaga, attachment, anger, hatred, thinking, etc., which will reduce your concentration in vipassana meditation practice. To remove these hindrances, the above gamathanas are the best weapon to attack them.
当你尝试什么他毗婆舍那时，有时候会有一些问题，例如贪嗔恨散乱或行思等等，这些将会减低你的专注力和毗婆舍那禅修。要去除这些障碍，上面所说的业处是最好的武器来去除。
Again, the concentrated mind can see paramattha dhamma as they really are. Among the concentration practices, the eight samapatti are very high and powerful. So for those who want to practice this samapatti thoroughly, we teach them kasina gamathana also.
而且专注的心能如实观照到真实法。在这些修定中，八等智是非常高和有力的，因此对那些想彻底的修这八等智的参修者，我们也教他们片处。
Why am I not interested in diagram? Because within one page it is not enough to show the whole system fully. I have explained the whole system in more than 3,600 pages in Burmese. So, one page is not enough.
为什么我对表格没有兴趣？因为在一页当中是不能够完整的显示整个系统。我已经用缅文在超过3600页中解释这整个系统，所以只有一页是不够的。
OK?
可以。
Then question number 14.
问题14.
Will hatred mind produce many generations of Uddhaja Atmaga Kalapa? The Deja in this Kalapa produce light in the eyes.
嗔恨心是否会产生许多代的十劫声色聚八法聚 Uddhaja Atmaga Kalapa?而且在这些色聚中的火界会不会在眼中产生光亮？
This is only a metaphor. Every jada which arises depend upon Hariyavotu except Patisandhi jada can produce Chidija Rupa Kalapa. Among these Kalapa there is always Vana Kala.That gala is brighter if that chaita is samatha or vipassana chaita, which is concomitant with insight knowledge. This theory is mentioned in Pali text commentary and sub-commentary. But it is not mentioned that chaita rupa produced by dosa chaita also can produce light. So it is only a metaphor.
这是一个比喻，除了劫生事以外，每一个一心所依处所产生的心念都能产生心生色聚，在这些色聚中经常有颜色，如果这个心念是与观智相应的毗婆舍那心或什么他心，那颜色是比较明亮的。这个理论在巴利经典注释和次注释中提到，不过由嗔心产生的心生色会产生亮光没有被提到，所以这只是一个隐喻。
Question 15.
问题15。
is the discerning mind which can discern nama rupa include in nama rupa. Is it included in the pinya session?
能观名色的观照心是否属于名色, 或是属于慧的部分?
You can discern it at all vipassana stage, especially in Bhinga Jnana stage, as mentioned in Visuddhi Magga. Nyadencha Nyanencha Ubobi Vipassati. We must practice vipassana on both Nyada and Jnana. Here, Nyada means Paikana and Daya Gosses, which should be known by vipassana insight knowledge. Jnana means vipassana insight knowledge, which knows the anicca, dukkha, anatta nature of five khanda and their causes, which are sankhara dhamma, conditioned things. Here, insight knowledge is pinya vipassana samadhi. Usually, vipassana samadhi arises concomitant with 33 or 32 mental formations. Altogether, there are 34 or 33 mental formations. They are called insight knowledge. They are nama dhamma. Because they incline towards the anicca nature, dukkha nature, or another nature of sankhara object, so they are included in nama. Why should you discern vipassana insight knowledge as anicca, dukkha, anatta? Some yogi may ask or think whether vipassana insight knowledge is nature or anicca, sukha or dukkha, atta or anatta. To remove this problem, you should discern vipassana thought process, especially 34 mental formations in each jhana moment, headed by insight knowledge as anicca, dukkha, anatta. Again, some yogi may have attachment to their vipassana insight knowledge. Some yogi may be proud when they can practice vipassana clearly and successfully. To remove these defilements also, you should discern the vipassana insight knowledge or vipassana thought process as anicca, dukkha, anatta.
你能够在所有修毗婆舍那阶段, 尤其是坏灭智, Bhangajnana 的阶段, 观照到它, 就是指这能观的心, 如清净道论中所说, 观照所知和能知二者, 我们必须在涅达和涅那两者中修毗婆舍那。 在这里涅达的意思是应该 由毗婆舍那智了知的五蕴和他们的因缘， 涅那智的意思是能知诸行及五蕴及其因缘的无常， 苦无我相的观智。 你必须 观毗婆舍那为无常苦无我。 有些行者 在这里， 毗婆舍那智是慧 及毗婆舍那正见。 通常毗婆舍那正见与33或32心所 共同升起， 一共有34或33心所， 他们被称为毗婆舍那智， 他们是明法， 因为他们倾向诸行所言的无常苦或无我的特质。 要去除这个问题， 你必须观察毗婆舍那心路， 特别是每一塑形心， 以慧心所为主导的 34心所 的无常苦和无我。 另外， 也许有一些禅修者 会执着他们的毗婆舍那观智， 有些行者也许会骄傲于 他们能够清楚 和成功地修习毗婆舍那。为了要去除这些烦恼，你也应该观察那毗婆舍那观智。 或者毗婆舍那心路历程是无常苦无我的。
Question 16.
问题十六。
How do Ubhagandhi uninterested in borrowing mind, which yoga due to long period of meditating or staying alone in forest?
如何
is this kind of mind akusala dhamma?
如何克服由于长时期的或孤独的居住在森林里所产生的无趣味和无聊的心情，这种心情是善法还是不善法？
This type of mind is called kosija, which is usually weak agusala karma concomitant with lobha or dosa, etc. This type of mind oga due to ayoniso manasikara, wrong attention.If he can replace and change Ayoniso Manasikara to Yoniso Manasikara, right attention, then he may be successful in his meditation practice. Sometimes you should remember the success of our Sakyamuni Bodhisattva due to perseverance. You should also remember some story of Arahants who were trying with strong and powerful struggle.In meditation practice in attaining arahatship. There is no one who attains good success without trying. Perseverance is necessary, especially in meditation. Yoniso Manasikara is very important. You should try to pay attention to the nature of anicca, dukkha, anatta of conditioned things, sankhara. If you can train like that, one day you may be successful.
这种心境就是懈怠，通常是与嗔或贪等共存的微弱不善法。这类的心境是由不如理作意而产生。假如他能以如理作意来取代不如理作意，那么他也许能够在禅修上成功。有时候你应该意念释迦牟尼菩萨因为毅力而成功的例子，你也应该意念那些阿罗汉们在禅修时视作以强而有力的斗志修习禅观而达到阿罗汉位的故事。没有人能不透过尝试而达到成功，在禅修中特别需要坚忍和毅力，尤其如理作意是非常重要的。你应该试着注意诸行的无常苦无我的本质。如果你能像这样地尝试，也许有一天你会成功。
OK
可以吗？
Question 70.
接下来问题17。
King Siddhartha gave an example of making a wish, which is not concomitant with avijja tanha and upadana.
可否请禅师举例，发怎么样的愿才没有以无名爱取相应？
If you can try vipassana, when you are doing any kusala karma and also.If you can discern the anicca nature, dukkha nature, or another nature of those kusala karma, then at that time, avijja, tanha, and upadana would not be concomitant with that kusala.
假如你能够尝试毗婆舍那，当你在做任何的善业，以及如果你能观察无常、苦和无我相，如果你能够观察这些善业的无常、苦、无我相，那么在那个时候，就不会和无明爱去相应。
But if you cannot train vipassana, then you should make a wish as follows. Idame bonya nibbanasa pichyo hodu.
不过如果你不能尝试毗婆舍那, 那么你应该做以下的 许愿或者决议。
Idame bonya nibbanasa pichyo hodu means by this merit may it be a supporting god for realization of nibbana.
以这功德, 愿它成为证悟涅槃的助缘。
OK?
可以吗?
Then, question 18. If the Paikhanda is another, then Seara is giving Dhamma talk. It means not the Seara is giving Dhamma talk because there is no self. So is there a relationship between Paikhanda and Adha?
可否请禅师解释五蕴无我的道理？因为如果五蕴无我，那禅师在开示就不是禅师在开示，因为无我。那假如五蕴是我，我就有五个，也不应道理。所以我与五蕴的关系是否是不依不异呢？
There are two types of truth.
有两种真理或者谛。
Number one, conventional truth, the Samudhi Sijja. And number two, ultimate reality, Paramattha Sijja.
一世俗谛，二圣义谛。
You should differentiate these two truths thoroughly.
你应该彻底地分别这两种谛。
According to conventional truth, there is Buddha, there is Seara, there is Father, there is Mother, etc.
依世俗谛，有佛陀，有禅师，有父亲，母亲等等。
But according to ultimate reality, there is no Buddha, there is no Seara, there is no Father, there is no Mother, etc.
不过依圣义谛，没有佛。 没有禅师，没有父亲、母亲等等。
If you have enough insight knowledge, you can see.
如果你有足够的观智，你可以看到。
If you pay attention on the Buddha with insight knowledge, then you can see Paramattha Nama Rupa or Paikhanda.
如果你观智来注意佛陀， 那么你可以看到真实的名色或五蕴。
They are anicca, dukkha, anatta.
他们是无常、苦、无我的。
There is no other.
没有我。
In the same way, if you pay attention on Seara or on Father or on Mother, etc. With insight knowledge, you can see only Paramattha Nama Rupa or Paikhanda.
同样的, 如果你 观智来注意禅师、父亲、母亲等等，你可以看到只有真实的名色或五蕴，他们也是无常、苦、无我的。
They are also anicca, dukkha, anatta.
他们也是无常、苦、无我的。
There is no other.
没有我。
In other words, there is no Buddha, Seara, Father, Mother, etc.
换句话说, 没有佛陀、禅师、父亲、母亲等等。
These Paikhanda and their causes are called Sankhara Dhamma, conditioned things.
这些五蕴和他们的因缘 称为诸行。
So Sankhara Dhamma are preaching Sankhara Dhamma.
So, 所以
Sometimes about Nibbana.
所以只有诸行在说诸行法，有时候说涅槃。
There is no other at all.
没有我，完全没有我。
For example, if someone were to ask you this,
例如，如果有人问你，
Are the horns of rabbits long or short?
兔子的脚是长或短？
Then how should you answer?
那你应该如何回答呢？
Or if someone asks you, are the bodily hair of tortoise black or white?
或者如果有人问你龟毛是白的或黑的，
Then how should you answer?
那么你应该如何回答呢？
If Ada does not exist at all, then we cannot say whether there is any relationship between Ada and Paikana.
如果我完全不存在，那么我们不能说这我跟五蕴到底有任何关系。
Even the Buddha did not answer this type of question.
即使是佛陀也没有回答这种问题。
Why?
为什么？
Suppose if you answer that the rabbit's horn is long, that means you accept that rabbit has horns.
如果你回答说这兔子的脚是长的，这表示你已经接受兔子有脚。
And if you answer that the rabbit's horn is short, then that means you accept that rabbit has horns also.
如果你回答兔子的脚是短的，那么这也表示你接受兔子有脚。
Again, if you answer that tortoise has black bodily hair, that means you accept that tortoise has hair.
同样的，如果你回答乌龟有黑色的毛，这表示你已经接受乌龟有毛。
If you answer tortoise hair is white, that means you accept tortoise has hair.
如果你回答乌龟的毛是白的，这表示你已经接受乌龟有毛。
In the same way, if the Buddha answers that the Paikana and Ada has relationship, then this answer will mean that Buddha accept Ada.
同样的，如果佛陀回答无印和我之间有关系，那么这个回答就表示佛陀已经接受我阿达。
But if the Buddha answers that the Paikanda and Ada has no relationship, then this answer will also mean that Buddha accepts Ada.
如果佛陀回答无印和我没有关系，那么这样回答也表示佛陀已经接受我阿达。
So Buddha did not answer this type of question.
所以佛陀没有回答这种问题。
Should I also answer? So I want to suggest to you that you should try meditation up to Vipassana stage.
所以禅师建议你应该尝试禅修直到Vipassana的阶段。
Only at that time you can remove this perception of other.
只有在那个时候你能够去除这种我想。
OK?
可以吗？
Okay, question 19.
问题十九。
The Buddha taught snake mantra to bhikkhus. Is chanting snake mantra same with metta?Is chanting metta a Brahmanism tradition brought into Buddhism?
阿含经中曾记载佛陀教导比丘持蛇咒以避免蛇咬的事，这已是护卫禅的持心观的性质是否相同，然或者是婆罗门教咒语的参入，佛陀并不曾教导此咒。
What is mantra?
什么是咒语？
What is snake mantra?
什么是蛇咒？
I have no experience in mantra, whether it is handed down from Hinduism or not.
不管它是否是印度教的传入，我并没有持咒的经验。
But in Theravada Vidika, there is one Parida Sutta.
不过在上座部的藏经里头有一部保护经称为运保护经 Kanda Parida。
Buddha taught this prayer for the bhikkhus to recite every day.
佛陀教导比丘这个保护经要每天的诵词。
There is one Vinaya rule which mentioned that if a bhikkhu or bhikkhuni does not recite this prayer once a day, then they will abadi for him.
有一条戒条提到, 如果比丘或比丘尼没有一天中诵读这保护经一次，那么就会